Normalcy returned to the Twin Cities on Monday evening, with traffic flow restored after an early morning operation by law enforcers against Tehreek-e-Labbaik Pakistan, TLP, protesters who had camped at Moid Quay, according to police. A Dawn.com correspondent reported that only the Faizabad interchange remained closed while the rest of the intersections between Rawalpindi and Islamabad were open for traffic. He said that the situation was returning to normal and there was no serious reaction from the religious party, adding that overall traffic was thin on the major thoroughfares. Mobile data services, impacted since the start of the protest, were also restored in most areas of the Twin Cities, added the correspondent. Earlier, authorities had moved to close roads and motorways again in and around Lahore and Islamabad, which had started reopening on Sunday, after the operation, as panic spread among citizens about the potential outcome of the clash. Meanwhile, some schools in Islamabad also closed earlier than usual. The TLP, which began its protest march in Lahore on Friday, was planning to reach Islamabad and stage a demonstration in support of Gaza and Palestine outside the US embassy. On Sunday, law enforcement agencies, including Pakistan Rangers, Punjab, and large contingents of police from five districts, were dispatched to Moid Quay and reportedly surrounded TLP protest camp, in what appeared to be preparations for a large-scale operation. Police action against TLP. A senior police official, who wished to remain anonymous, confirmed to Dawn.com today that police action to disperse the protesters from Moid Quay started at 3 a.m. and lasted for 6 hours. Punjab Inspector General of Police, IGP, Dr. Usman Anwar confirmed to Dawn.com that TLP Chief Saad Rizvi had neither been arrested nor injured in this morning's clash. Earlier, Punjab Police spokesperson Mubashir Hussain said a police station house officer, SHO, was martyred during the clash and three TLP workers were killed. Separately, the Punjab police also posted on X about an SHO's martyrdom in firing by armed groups in Shehupura, the district where Moid Quay is located. The police, however, did not name the TLP. The statement on X said Shehupura Factory Area Station House Officer, SHO, Shehzad Nawaz had lost his life in the line of duty while trying to maintain order and protecting people's lives and properties. Hussain said 48 law enforcement personnel were injured in the clash, 17 of whom sustained bullet wounds, while 8 citizens also suffered injuries. He further stated that a passerby was also killed in the incident. Punjab police later posted on X that the injured law enforcement personnel were being provided medical treatment. Hussain maintained that as law enforcement personnel moved to disperse the protesters, TLP members attacked them with stones, batons with nails lodged in them and petrol bombs. They later opened fire, he alleged, adding that lives were lost during the firing. Law enforcement personnel had to initiate limited action in their defense, Hussain said, further accusing the TLP protesters of setting 40 government and private vehicles on fire. He said police had also arrested several protesters. Authorities have been arresting TLP activists since their protest began on Friday last week. Meanwhile, Lahore Deputy Inspector General, DIG, Operations Faisal Kamran had told the media on Saturday that 112 police personnel had been injured until then since the start of the protest. Earlier today, videos allegedly showing clashes between the TLP and police, with images showing burnt vehicles and smoke filling the air, were circulating on social media. On Sunday, it was also reported that talks were ongoing between the government and the TLP. Karachi police resort to tear gas shelling, arrest 5 TLP workers. Like other parts of the country, the TLP also demonstrated in certain areas of Karachi against police action on its party's main protest in Moid Quay, with the Sindh police resorting to tear gas shelling and arresting few of them. Police said the main protest demonstrations were held in North Karachi and New Karachi respectively. West Sona Deputy Inspector General of Police Irfan Ali Balak told Dawn.com that the TLP workers staged sit-in at two places at 4K Chowrangi in North Karachi and Sindhi Hotel in New Karachi respectively. He said they allegedly blocked the main roads, causing disruption of the traffic. He said the TLP workers allegedly attacked the police with stones, causing injuries to two constables, when the cops attempted to disperse them. The police resorted to tear gas shelling and arrested five of them, he said, adding that all roads were cleared for traffic. Meanwhile, the Sindh Home Department issued a statement urging citizens in Karachi to ignore rumors about chaos in the metropolis. Immediate action should be taken against those spreading rumors, the statement read, quoting Sindh Home Minister Zul Hasan Lanjar, who was speaking to the Karachi Additional Inspector General over the phone. Those who violate the writ of law should be dealt with as per Section 144, he added. According to the statement, Lanjar ordered that police personnel stationed across the city remain alert and that anti-riot squads remain on standby. Police operations should be made more stringent at potentially sensitive areas and flashpoints, the minister said. Staff assigned to monitor the city should be kept on high alert, and as soon as a crowd or disruptive activity is reported anywhere in the city, senior officers should be alerted immediately. At least 100 TLP activists remanded for 11 days. An anti-terrorism court sent more than 100 TLP activists on physical remand over charges of vandalism and assaulting police. The hearing, presided over by ATC Judge Monzar Ali Gul, saw police presenting 100 activists before the court. They had been booked in multiple cases lodged at different police stations. Nauan Kot police station registered cases against 62 activists. Treason and terrorism. Commenting on the TLP protest during a press conference today, Punjab Information and Culture Minister Asma Bokhari said it was the government's responsibility to protect the lives and properties of people. And the government could not evade this responsibility, she added. She further stated that blocking roads and creating inconvenience for citizens, especially when peace has been restored in Gaza and people are happy there, trying to bring the country to a halt and taking the law into one's hand is unacceptable. Separately, a post on the Punjab government's X account, referring to the TLP, said, attacking the state, firing at and inflicting violence on police, destroying properties and looting and plundering do not qualify as protest but open treason and terrorism. The armed mobs of the TLP are not above the law. When the state enforces its writ, these masked criminals stage a drama of playing the victims. The post also had a video, which showed masked men causing harm to properties and engaging in violence. Lawyers' bodies condemn violence against TLP. The Lahore Bar Association announced that it was going on a strike 11 a.m. onwards today and boycotting court proceedings over the arrests of and alleged firing at TLP workers. The Bar Association announced the strike in a press release, noting that the unarmed TLP leadership and protesters had sustained injuries in alleged firing by police and the rangers in Mohidke. Moreover, it said, TLP protesters were arrested in large numbers. Calling for legal action against those responsible, the lawyers' body condemned these acts. Separately, the Lahore High Court Bar Association, LHCBA, also issued a condemnation in a press release, highlighting that every citizen had the right to protest. The way peaceful citizens and political workers were being fired at and blood was being shed at the behest of the Pakistan government, it doesn't suit a democratic country, LHCBA said, stressing that issues should be resolved through negotiations. LHCBA also demanded action against those who inflicted violence on the protesters and called for the release of detained protesters. Road closures. Adorn.com correspondent in Islamabad reported the road blockades around Faizabad interchange, the key intersection between Rawalpindi and Islamabad, had been removed. But most of the routes at the location were closed again after panic began spreading around 11 a.m. For now, only the Islamabad expressway is open at Faizabad, he said. The correspondent said mobile internet in the federal capital was working, but there were reports of service suspension and slow internet speed in some areas of Rawalpindi. The mobile internet service had been suspended in the Twin Cities ahead of the TLP protest on Friday but was later partially restored. He also reported that some schools in the capital had closed earlier than the usual time today. The school, he said, sent messages to parents about the development, citing a potential law and order situation. Ghulam Abbas, a resident of Islamabad's Mughla town, told Dawn.com he could feel the panic even when he dropped his children off at school at 9 a.m. And all of a sudden, we received messages from schools about the half-day timings. They said students should leave the school as early as possible, as the school would close early. I had to rush to pick up my children. The panic also led to traffic congestion. I now hear that Faizabad is closed again. Luckily, I passed that route well in time. Meanwhile, a Dawn.com correspondent in Lahore reported that authorities had closed M2 motorway, which connects Lahore to Islamabad, M3 motorway, which links Lahore to the Abdul Hakim area in Kurnool, and M11 motorway, which connects Sialkot to Lahore.